Good evening, members, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting, Monday the 31st of July. Apologies for absence have been received from Councillor Tony Hill and Councillor Fred Cagill, and Councillor Jeff Trail, and Councillor Richard Scott is substituting for Councillor Jeff Trail. Any other apologies? Thank you. Now, with regard to the public speaking, we have one application which we've had members of the public wishing to speak on, and that is 16/2848 Major Full in the Widdicombe Raleigh Ward in respect to the Doyle Centre. Can I have members' agreement that we take that as the first application this evening, please?
Yes.
Thank you. So, now we've been to the public speaking section, but I think actually probably it's appropriate I give the declarations, because obviously one of them is in respect to this application. So declarations in respect of interests is myself, I declare a personal interest in respect of planning applications 17/1344 Full, Exmouth Community College, as my sister Jill Elson is a governor of the college. 17/1550 Full, 43 Imperial Road, Mr. Martin Lewis. The applicant is known to me as his wife is a trustee of my employers, Exmouth and Limpston Hospice Care. And 16/2848 Major Full, as Malcolm Gigg from ARA Architecture is known to me as he is the architect for the work being carried out by my employer, Exmouth and Limpston Hospice Care. Councillors Nicholas and Councillor Chapman declare personal interest in respect of the item for consideration, premises licence application for 18 Westwood Drive, as they sit on a licensing subcommittee, and Councillor Bill Nash has declared a personal interest in respect of planning application 17/1604 Outline 12B Cypress Road, as he knows the applicant, Mr. Mark Tribble, and also 17/1344 Full, Exmouth Community College, as the deputy head is his son-in-law. So, go back to public speaking, and as members are aware, representations are always taken ahead of the discussion which we will have, and members of the public have already been made known to us that wish to speak, and representations may take up to 3 minutes. And I have two speakers, as I say, in respect of and both in support of planning application 16/2848 Major Full, Doyle Centre, demolition of building and construction of 10 dwellings. Mr. Malcolm Gigg from ARA Architecture, please.
Am I allowed to sit or
stand? Stand. Come forward, yeah.
That only be me speaking to
you. Oh, right, please. Okay.
Thank you for allowing me to talk today. I liaised with the planning team throughout a successful pre-application for the redevelopment of the site, and followed the guidance and advice given in the pre-application for both design, scale, position of the new dwellings. We have noted that the Town Council objected to the application, and this is for the reason we have brought before you today. Not compliant with the current local planning strategy 32, loss of employment land for Exmouth, and no evidence provided of marketing. The property was first marketed in August 2015 and continued for an extended period of 2016, culminating in a tender in July 2016 by NPS, working for Devon County Council. The site was firstly advertised for healthcare use in healthcare magazines, online, and direct to healthcare operators. After an extended period of over a year with no interest in the site was then marketed as a potential development site. We have liaised and worked with a specialist, Mr. John Reed, to assess the site and its viability to be let for commercial use. As you will see within the report that's been provided on page 9, subsection 6.1 onwards, he has carried out a marketing assessment that clearly shows that the site is not viable for commercial use. On page 12 of the report, under paragraph 7.1 onwards, he talks about the economics of commercial property in Exmouth and carries out a very detailed assessment of the options that exist. This concludes the site is not viable for use. In conclusion, the report clearly answers the points raised for strategy 32, in particular points 1 and 3, that the site has been advertised and all efforts have been used to try to reuse this building for site for healthcare and employment use. Not one person showed interest in the site. On page 10 of the report, paragraph 6.11 continues in explaining the state of the existing building and how it was not capable of reuse. It is important to state that the building partly closed in 2007, and from then until 2013 had approximately 3 to 6 people part-time using a very small area of offices within the building. I have today passed over details to the Town Council for flood, drainage, highways and trees that all have been agreed with South West Water, Devon County Council and East Devon District Council. Therefore, the only matter outstanding is the compliance with Strategy 32, and the Economic Officer is currently assessing our additional information. I would ask that you support the application and additional information before you today, as we feel that we have answered the points raised for concern and allow this site to be transformed from a derelict, unused building to a much needed housing for Exmouth. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. In that case, as Kirsty Sansom doesn't wish to speak, we'll move on to the application. Planning application 16 of 82848 Major Full, the Doyle Centre, Norton Place, demolition of building and construction of 10 dwellings. The amended plans for consultation this evening in respect of commercial feasibility report, the amended site plan repositioning plots 3 and 4, additional highway statement, email trail with South West Water and Devon Flood Risk, management team regarding surface water drainage. We do have statutory consultee comments and representations, which I will ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, obviously just as a reminder that we discussed the application on the 9th of January, and obviously as the architects just stated, we objected on the grounds that the application was contrary to the adopted local plan, which designates the land for employment use, B1 and D1, and no evidence has been provided for marketing the land for business use in order to support this change of use. Obviously, these documents have been since submitted. We've had two representations to the original application, but none in respect of the additional information. However, the Exmouth Civic Society object on the grounds that the land is partial employment land and would jeopardise future employment opportunities in the town. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Taylor?
Well, I think last time we said, well, this goes against the local plan. I mean, we spent so much time on the local plan. I think, what are we doing with our lives? We're wasting our time. I mean, all that land, right from Tesco's, right the way up through where all the garages are, I mean, that was all designated as employment land. As far as I'm concerned, that is the way it should be, and I would say that this is out of order, and I appreciate all these reports that you've got. I would question whether there has been any other interest in the summit in regard to employment land. I think that's an interesting one that I wonder if it's been explored completely on that, and I'm just assuming that it's right that there have been no other there's no other interest in the site, but I still think we should find by our local plan. We went otherwise, we're just wasting years and years of work if we're going to go against it, because it suits obviously it would be nice to get the site for us. But you're just opening the floodgates for the whole of that area all the way up to be developed, and I would recommend refusal.
Thank you. Councillor Dumper and then Councillor Nicholson.
I would support Councillor Taylor, and I would second that proposal. I would also ask, because I just asked Councillor Taylor whether she'd seen the report that our architect referred to about employment prospects in Exmouth generally, because I think the local plan, now this was always optimistic, I thought, but the local plan said that we should have one house for one job, if you like, broadly speaking. If this report is true, if it is genuinely that Exmouth doesn't have very much in the way of employment prospects, then I'm quite worried, and I think we really, really ought to investigate that line of argument more considerably before we, as Brenda rightly says, allow little schemes to come through the back door because of a marketing effort in one small area.
Thank you. Councillor Nicholas.
I read the development officer's report, where he also suggested that it was refused. He seemed to feel that, from what he had seen, it hadn't been robustly advertised. As far as I could make out, there's only NPS, whoever they are, who were given it from by Devon County. But the one thing that does puzzle me, in 2012, there have been eight times, this is the eighth time that somebody has wanted to do something with it, but in 2012, a housing society was given permission to build a respite care place plus, I think, 10 bungalows for the disabled. Since that is also behind them, and the permissions for that run out this year. I'm just wondering, where are they in all this? Have they just run out of money or whatever? But personally, I agree with Brenda. I don't feel it's been robustly done. I know of one person who is also in healthcare that originally wanted it, and she was told no, it's going to be sold off for housing.
Okay. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. No, I agree with my colleagues. I think as councillors for Exmouth, we have to stick with our local plan. I don't think it has been marketed properly. We have the houses in front, or bungalows in front, which I understand are assisted living. And I think there is room behind for more assisted living there. I would be happy with that because that also employs carers and jobs and not just housing. And I think once you go against your local plan, then you have got no backup for any other development that comes forward on employment land. And we need to keep some employment land. No, I don't think it's been marketed properly, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Nash?
Hey, Chairman. Could we just look, please, on slide page 8 of this report? Yeah, 5-6. I'm therefore of the opinion that for this reason, the property. I'm therefore of the opinion that for this reason the property is unsuitable for commercial use. This, if I'm not going to read through page 9 and page 10 and page 12, but there are a lot of reasons this site is not suitable for commercial use. The position it's in, the narrow private road off of Sultan Road, access surrounded by housing and about to be surrounded by a sheltered housing scheme, all accommodation, to the point that it would have to have restricted time for goods deliveries if it was a commercial estate. Therefore, I can't see that, and it would appear, if we're to believe this report, it's in black and white, that it has been marketed, but no one's taken it up. Maybe it's not that suitable. The worst thing that could happen to this, if it was another, might use the word, the bad language, McCarthy and Stone, age-related building, it's not. They're individual houses, which could be actually quite useful for people to live in. So I'm concerned, but what I would like to see, and we don't see it, do we? But it will when it comes to DMC, the officers report, which way will they swing once they have assessed the economic review?
Okay.
The economic development officer did assess it, that's what I referred to.
But where is it? Where's the report?
It's attached to that.
Yeah. His original report is attached to the papers that we had originally.
Well, they've got a new report.
No, to be fair, he's on holiday at the moment, but because I rang today to see if there was a new updated report. But we had a report at the original at the original application.
Yeah.
But I, as I say,
shifted.
Absolutely, and I tried to contact him today to see if he, but he's on holiday. Councillor Scott and then Councillor Mason. Councillor Scott.
I can understand some of the arguments that Councillor Nash is making, but we need to go back to Councillor Taylor's point, and that is if we're going to have local plans, then we should stick with local plans. So there's no point in spending, how many months are we into the Exmouth local plan now? So you do all that work just to rescind it as soon as something.
Like this is
it's dead in
here.
But we're currently going through the
neighbourhood plan,
neighbourhood plan. We've got the East Devon neighbourhood plan. This is years of work just to say, no, this land is no good, let's build housing. It's the easiest way to make money. That's the reason for it. Whereas I'd like to see some of these businesses apply the land, actually investing in Exmouth rather than just putting on more housing, sell it, make the money, move on, invest, build low-rise buildings for people to move into at low cost. There's many things can be done. Don't forget it's also community use land as well, it's not just employment land. So I don't favour building houses on it. I think we should stick with what our local plan states, and that's we should keep it as employment land. And particularly with a reference to, as you mentioned yourself, Councillor Nash, McCarthy and Stone knocking on the door for the next section as well.
Thank you. Councillor Marston?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I actually concur with the bill. I think that's a couple of points that we say enough is enough, and I think enough marketing has been done in this case, and we've got to be realistic and flexible, and in this case I don't think that land is suitable for employment, really, and the best use of it would be housing.
Okay. So it's been proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour of refusal, please show. Thank you. Those against? Thank you. So that's refused. Thank you. Move on to agenda. I was going to say you can leave now if you wish rather than stay for any more of the meeting. Item 2, minutes of the meeting on the 17th of July 2017 have been circulated. As you wish to confirm, there was a true record of the last meeting. All those in favour? Thank you. Thank you. It's carried.
Chairman, may I ask, if it's appropriate time, from the minutes of the last meeting on 17.1524 CAU, car park, potholes in a container.
Mm-hmm.
Chairman agreed to contact you to see whether they gave advice.
Well, I contacted East Devon District Council and was advised that they didn't give any advice that they could see about where it was actually sited. It was just that they gave advice that if they wanted to move the container from where it was to another site, they would have to apply for planning permission to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't appear that they actually agreed to site it in that position in that car park. It appeared that it was, well, certainly that's the response I had from the officers.
So what we said as far as the decision on that to object
was fine. Yeah.
Good thinking.
And I've not heard to the contrary. I did say, well, if anything comes to light, let me know. But I think they just gave planning advice to say that it would need planning rather than say site it there. Yeah. The declarations of interest I've already said. Is there anybody that didn't declare anything earlier that needs to now? No, thank you. I have no urgent business, so I'll move on to consider the planning applications. Firstly, Brixington, 17/1644 full, 17 Holly Walk, alterations to front garden to allow for the installation of a wheelchair lift. There are no comments or representations. Councillor Nicholas?
Absolutely brilliant idea. There's another one on Whitsington Drive because it's
so steep, isn't it?
They're so steep. Basically, what it is they want to replace the steps anyway at the front, and they're going to put in a wider front door. What it is it goes on to like a lift, but it's open with a wheelchair. It moves up and it's electric. It comes to the height of the top of the steps, and he can just shoot off into his house. Which I think, and the other one that I mentioned, there, at the bottom of the driveway, that's like this, which I found difficulty when I was leafleting walking down. So what they must feel like praying all the way down if somebody's got their wheelchair. But they've got one of these and they fold up onto the side. And I thought it was a stainless steel handrail until I realised it was ridges going down it. But yeah, I think it's an absolute good way to keep somebody in their house if they choose not to move.
Yeah.
Quite simple.
Well, second.
I'll second that and hopefully you don't get any power cuts.
Yeah.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to Holston Ward, application 17/1556 full, 23 Marple Hill. Conversion and extension, raising ridge height of garage to form dwelling. We have had one representation, which I'll ask Sue just to summarise for you.
Yes, the representation, they're concerned that there is no parking to be provided, that the existing site is currently used for parking by number 23 Marple Hill. The window facing Oakley Road properties will adversely affect their privacy and overlook the gardens also in Marple Hill. The proposal is overdevelopment of the road. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we've discussed 23 Marple Hill before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, we've had a refused application for a rather bigger house on the site. I looked at that objection saying there's no more extra parking, but I think they have provided some extra parking on the drive from how they describe it. I mean, I looked through the entire application. I mean, I know the site quite well anyway. And I felt that, particularly as it's been downscaled, it isn't really a proper two-storey. It's just a one-storey with a roof section. I actually didn't feel that we needed to object to that. I mean, I would be quite relaxed about approving that.
Yeah, and I must say, I personally, when I looked, couldn't see that it was adversely overlooking the garden. Well, overlooking, it was more than 20 metres away. It was.
Yeah.
I don't think we would get any things through. So I'm happy to second.
They've tried to
ameliorate the neighbours and the road, and I'm happy
to
second. And there is extra parking. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Next application is 17/1344 full, Exmouth Community College. Proposed extension to the existing sports hall to provide PE and wellbeing accommodation. The amended plan for consultation is just the arboricultural report for the tree adjacent to the sports hall. The Town Council on the 3rd of July, we had no objections subject to advice given by Environmental Health that the application follows the EDDC's Construction Sites Code of Practice. I would suggest that we continue with that particular advice that we would want it subject to, but I have no problem with the tree now we've got the report, but Councillor Dumper?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah, thank you.
Second.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Next application is Littleham. Application 17/1604, outline 12B Cypress Road. Demolition of existing dwelling and redevelopment of site to provide three-storey houses and two one-storey bungalow. We have various representations, including that from Tara, which I will ask Sue if she'd summarise for you.
Yes, the three representations, they object to the overdevelopment of the site and of Cypress Road. They're concerned about the increase in traffic, parking, overlooking and loss of privacy, plus the additional pressure on the drainage system that already has existing problems. The proposal is not in line with the Avenue's design statement in which replacement dwellings should not exceed the ridge height of the existing buildings. The existing house is 7.5 metres and the proposed ridge height for the dwellings is 8.5 metres. And then we have a comment from Tara. They object as there are already been major developments on an adjacent plot with 8 detached properties, plus an application to develop 12C with 4 detached houses. If this application is approved for 5 further dwellings in the area, could see 3 original houses replaced with 17 new homes, massive overdevelopment and strain on drainage. The proposal does not conform to the recommendation and design principles of the Avenues design statement, where development should not cover more than 25% of the plot to retain the spaciousness of the site. This proposal equates to approximately 50 to 60%. The proposed plans show little green space left within the plot. The outline plans give no indication how the buildings would relate to the streets scene or adjoining properties. The plot is adjacent to the newly established conservation area extension, and there's also concern if the vehicles will be able to turn within the small space available. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, this application, not to be confused with the one 2 weeks ago, which was 12 C Cypress Road, which we objected to, and has been referred to in the letter from Tara. The reason I think the applicant is saying, and also having sought advice, perhaps advice from planning officers, that this would be highly suitable for five houses altogether. Three of them that are three-storey and then 2 one-storey bungalows at the back, was there was ample space. The ridge heights were found acceptable by the planners at 8.5 metres, although Tara do point out that it's a metre more than the existing building. But the fact that it doesn't affect anyone on that boundary, which is the northern boundary, for the height, it is a good point, it doesn't matter. Tara's concerned about 25% is rather ironic in so much that they did not apply this to the 8 detached houses that have been built next door to this plot, and they didn't apply it to the other side of the road where we've got a very, but very well built new housing estate. So I wouldn't necessarily say that 25% is applicable in this case. As far as drainage is concerned, we've had no adverse from South West Water, so there's any problems on that. And it's not, in my view, looking at it and looking at the other development of 8 detached houses, certainly not a development compared with that. So on that basis, I would move it for approval.
Thank you. I've got a seconder, please. Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak? It's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Abstentions? Two. In that case, that's carried. That's approved. Thank you. Next application is 17/1582, major reserve matters, Roll College Playing Fields, Douglas Avenue. Application for approval of reserve matters relating to the appearance, landscaping, layout and scale for the proposed development of 23 age-restricted dwellings. Details of changing pavilion and upgrading of sports grounds pursuant to outline consent 16/2227 variance. We do have comments and representations. So,
yes, Sport England have yet to respond. They have 21 days to do that. But we have some representations, two of which unfortunately were not scanned onto East Devon's website. They've only been received by them today. One says it's neutral, one says it objects. And then we've got a letter from the directors of Aldborough Court, who are concerned about contractor vehicles parking on Douglas Avenue and Long Lane, and request that the application be approved. It's subject to a condition that the contractor's vehicles use Mare Road car park. There appears to be an access to the sports expansion area via the newer stage, which could increase traffic use of the exit onto Douglas Avenue. And there are existing highway issues, including visibility displays along this stretch of Douglas Avenue. So that's their comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Nash?
Yes, just taking the access, it was, when we discussed this before, made clear and deliberate that the access into this new housing estate is only from Douglas Avenue. And that access is not going to be used by people entering into the pavilion or the playing pitches, they would be entered further down across on the narrow car park. There was a fear that this would be the main entrance for the whole site, but it's not. There is a query on this. I don't know whether our clerk wants to be able to find out about the 106.
We had
an email, didn't we?
Yes, I pitched it with Gavin Spiller, who he did send it direct to you, Bill, this afternoon, but maybe you haven't seen it. Just to say that it was on the appeal decision. It's very jargonistic, but from I think to Precy it is that they're given a requirement that obviously they put forward that the development wouldn't be sustainable if they were paying the Section 106 for affordable housing. But they've come back and said that it's subject to a 24-month delay, and any profit that is made above what they've put forward would go back to East Devon District Council.
So where is the formal 106, Chairman? Yeah. Because it's age-related again, there has been obviously some...
This is an override, isn't it? It's similar to what they had on Pegasus Court.
But we still don't know what that is. It could be £1, it could be £10. Mm. It is always, I've been concerned for us in Exmouth, that the age-related places go up everywhere.
Mm.
The people that lose are the local people, because their taxes are having to support all the services for these developers that are not actually paying their due.
I think East Devon District Council actually are making this point, aren't they, that there should be not just education, they should also ask for a contribution to do with health and social services. And I think they're actually going to make some representations on that, but I'll let Bill finish then on.
So the alterations to the pavilion and sports, I couldn't see anything on those alterations. It was different.
I think there was discussed on
objection to.
Yeah.
So on this basis that there has been an agreement now signed, as Spiller is saying, there is going to be money coming through to the local communities, or EDDC, if it gives the local community, I'm prepared to say approval for it.
Thank you. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bill. Shut up.
You're wrong.
I have to stand that these houses are age restricted. Now, I was under the impression that because they would upgrading the sports ground, which I know requires quite a bit of work, and the pavilions and everything else, that would have brought down the 106 money anyway. But if they make profit on the houses above a certain amount, then they will bring that forward to go towards the pot. But we are getting the playing fields and the pavilions as well. At least the area is getting something. Then 106 that goes into a pot somewhere and we don't know where the hell it's going. At least we can see what we're getting with this development, which is what I like.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm happy to second. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Oh, sorry.
Can we not sort of put some condition that 106 money goes towards sort of services, even dementia care or something in Exmouth? Because, you know, it's a big drain on our services, isn't it? Is there any way we can sort of...
Well, I don't know how it works after a certain period of time because it goes to SIL, doesn't it, from 106 to SIL. Yeah, but there's some discussion about the SIL, I know, that's ongoing because at the moment there's nothing coming through from the SIL because nothing actually meets the criteria, I think, at the present time. So there's ongoing discussions on the SIL.
At least we are getting something,
We don't know.
No,
but I think
it goes into East Devon Park.
But we can make a comment. I think we can
make
a comment. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because it's the same as there's only any overreach on the money, which is as it did with Pegasus Court. If there's only
2 years.
Yeah, I was going to say we could.
Elderly care sometimes.
Yeah.
Or maintenance of the pavilion and the sports ground.
Well, no,
that's going out in contract.
Yeah.
A
Yeah, it's going out with whoever's taking in the lease, isn't it? Yeah.
I just add, as you rightly said, that this is probably the last time, almost, we might see this sort of development, because there's going to be illegal to have leasehold properties, and these are leasehold. And of course, the law is changing, so we won't see this controlled by a company.
Okay, proposed and seconded for approval, but we will make the comment as you've suggested.
Yeah.
All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 17, a big 1244 full, 64 Foxholes Hill. Construction of single storey rear and side extension. Amended alterations to extensions. Town Council on the 3rd of July 2017 had no objection, and Highways have no comment. But there's been no representations. Councillor Nash?
Yes, this one, not to be confused with the other one, where there were objections, is the 64, 63, 62 that was having a problem. This one is right at the end of the cul-de-sac, and so does not affect. And also going out looking towards seawards, the side of it, it's not within the plot, it's quite comfortably. I would propose.
Okay, I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? None against. Thank you. Then move on to Town Ward. Application 17, a big 1550 full, 43 Imperial Road. Conversion of building to two flats and installation of first floor side window. The only comment is from Councillor Tony Hill, who has no objection. There are no representations. Councillor Masding?
Yes, thank you. Property is located directly opposite the Leisure Centre car park, between Heldon House Surgery and the Imperial Surgery. There does appear to be some parking at the back. The first floor window must be at the rear, because it's contiguous property. I think my opinion is it's, as it's situated between these two surgeries facing the main road, with no appreciable garden front or rear. Essentially unsuitable as a family residence, and I think therefore conversion to flats is a good option.
And I have to say, there's two or three others in there that are flats, because certainly the one on the end of Elm Road, that's been converted to flats already, and the one next door the other way has, hasn't it? So it's not out of keeping with the road.
I need to second that.
Yeah, thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to Withycombe Raleigh Ward, application 17, oblique 1343 full, 24 Normandy Close, demolition of existing dwelling and construction of two dwellings. This is for East Devon District Council. There is one representation asking if East Devon District Council will be creating a larger parking area for the new tenants. Councillor Taylor?
Well, I guess this is one that's got subsidence again. I'm surprised that they've managed to get two in.
Yeah, they're more like Link House, aren't they?
I mean, looking at the plan, which I couldn't get out, it's not different much to the one adjoining.
No.
But I think the parking bit is important. I don't know if I remember the
24
parking.
It's community parking, isn't it, down that end? I think they just park down that. Yeah, I think it's just community parking. Have we got the site plan?
I think we would have to see more of that from those up there.
Yeah,
that's
I know what you mean. It's just a
site or.
So, whether you've got a site plan that just says where it is in the road.
They look so small though, don't they?
Yeah. I think it's just community parking down that end.
Park.
Yeah, in front and round, don't they? I was going to say, I think it's that end, but we haven't got a.
It is, it's the last one.
Yeah.
It drops down.
Which is where the substance was, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you
go. Like, it's the last one going down towards there.
There you go. So it's the last one. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's plenty of space by the look of it. Yeah. because that's at the end, because the one they wouldn't allow was the one on the corner, wasn't it, that was on Dinham Way, and the other corner, wasn't it, that they refused,
yeah,
because it was at Groton Space. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's right down the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Right down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the one that was the tenants at one time decided they wanted a chimney. They made a hole in the end for.
Yes.
That was the beginning.
A bit
of
why
the
I fell down.
So you're happy with proposing approval? Okay, I'll second, thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval, all those in favour? Against that, thank you. We've already dealt with the Doyle Centre, so we'll move on to the licensing application, the two that are on licensing. So, premises licence application, minor variation received under the Licensing Act in respect to premises at 18 Westwood Drive, which is in the town ward, in respect of the applicant Simon Hughes, which, as it's in Westwood Drive, is actually a mail order business, I think, when I read through it, which is, yeah, because it actually talks about all the parcels will be labelled to advise that they contain alcohol. Councillor Masding, have you got any observations to make as it's in town ward?
No, I haven't considered this all.
Chairman, we've had an application licensing on these premises before this mail order business.
Yeah.
And it was just, I think, what they've done now is an increase in their working hours.
Mm.
Working up until 11 p.m. wasn't before. But the fact that that's sales off the premises, it's not off the premises to the public, because it's all mail order, but
yeah,
they have to use that wording.
They have to use that wording,
yeah. Parcels,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem.
And they've got all the labelling and everything. I mean, I think, as you say, it's just an extension of ours. It's not any other change, as far as I could see, with the variation.
Yeah.
So if everybody's happy, it's just because it is parcels. And, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Got no observations? Sorry, they're coming back. So, move on to items for information, appeal by Mr. White, respect of 17, a big 0208 variance. This is the land, the rear of Arran, which has come up two or three times in respect of the condition 2 and removal of condition 3. This is in respect of the Juliet balconies, which we've discussed a number of times in committee. So we'll wait and see if anything comes forward. And then in respect of item 8, the planning decisions, looks as if we got every single one right.
Yes.
Oh, extra brownie points, team.
It's quite easy to say no objection to everything.
Yes. So there being no other business on the agenda, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.